B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A plus B. That's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone. So come along. Learn some grammar. Learn a phrase. Learn something new every day. Learn the A plus way. It's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, cause here we go. ABCDEFGH, I'm on A plus English.
Hi, and welcome to A plus. I'm Darius.
And I'm Laura.
So today we're going to be talking about summertime.
Oh, it's so hot today. I don't like the heat, to be honest. I do like to have ice cream during summertime.
I completely agree with you. I do not like hot weather. I'd rather sit inside where it's nice and cool.
Yeah.
And eat lots of ice cream.
Right, okay. 所以相信大家遇到了 summer 夏天都会觉得说除了吃冰淇淋好像不想去外面对不对然后吹着冷气。But, you know, besides staying in, I think there are lots of fun stuff we could do during summer, like water sports.
Exactly. So many things you can do in the water, around the water. What are some things you like to do?
I like to go to the beach, swimming, of course. But I'm not really good at surfing or anything, you know, that's too extreme.
Yeah, neither am I. I don't really like swimming either. I think just being on the beach and sitting there watching everyone else, that's more of what I like to do.
Okay, so today, that's what we'll be talking about, okay? And our title reads, Cool Down This Summer with Water Sports. Let's find more about this article.
Cool Down This Summer with Water Sports.
Taiwan has lots of fun water sports to try. Here are some of the best ones. SUP, Stand Up Paddle Boarding. In this sport, you stand on a board and use a paddle to move. It's simple to learn and is good exercise. It's very popular all over Taiwan. Some of the best places to do SUP are Kendeng and Sun Moon Lake. Kayaking.You sit in a small boat with your legs in front of you. Like an SUP, you move your kayak by paddling through the water. Some kayaks are clear, so you can see the water and fish through them. Kayaking is popular in Kendeng.
Word power!
Board. Board.You need to stand on a board to surf. You need to stand on a board to surf. Learn. Learn. Scarlett learned a lot of Spanish words on vacation in Mexico this summer. Scarlett learned a lot of Spanish words on vacation in Mexico this summer.Exercise. Exercise. Gerald's health got worse after he stopped getting exercise every day. Gerald's health got worse after he stopped getting exercise every day. Boat. Boat.We took a boat to an island in the middle of the lake. We took a boat to an island in the middle of the lake.
认识字汇
Paddle.
Our article begins, Taiwan has lots of fun water sports to try. Here are some of the best ones.
OK, 所以一开始我们课文提到的呢就是有关台湾 OK, 台湾的水上运动啦。台湾有许多有趣的水上运动也就是我们一开始提到的 water sports, OK, 我们可以试试看哦。那接下来课文就要告诉我们诶有一些最棒的。不过刚刚的句子呢其实我们要看一些字哦。像是有提到 water sports, 其中的 sport, 大家应该都知道是运动的意思啦。可是大家可能会觉得诶另外一个字 exercise 常常也被翻译成运动那到底这两个字有什么差别啊那根据这个英字典里它提到的 sport sport 是指有那种竞争性质的运动 competition, OK, 像是各种球类的运动啦，比如说 basketball, baseball 等等。For example, baseball is the most popular sport in Taiwan. 这里提到的就是棒球是台湾最受欢迎的运动，所以我们会用 sport 这个字来表示。那如果提到了 exercise, 通常指的是有计划然后且规律性的为了叫强健身体而做的一些运动。那 exercise 的范围也包含那些不需要可能专业技巧的身体活动，比方像是家事，其实它有可能是一种 exercise 而不是 sport。 好啦，那提到的 exercise 要怎么用呢？比方像是 exercise will keep your body healthy, 运动会使你的身体健康。那另外 exercise 还可以当作动词来用，也是运动的意思，像是 if you really want to lose weight, you should exercise more. 如果你想要减肥，你就应该多运动啊。那刚刚一开始有提到 here are some of the best ones, OK, 就是不定代名词 once, OK, 的用法要怎么用。那其实 one 就是它的单数代名词，就是随便一个什么东西，而复数代名词就是刚刚课文的 once, 就是随便的某些东西。那 one 和 once 可以用来代替前面出现过的名词，那当然要用 one 还是 once 要看前面的名词的单复数而定， OK, 所以刚刚提到的是 water sports, 所以后面当然就是 once, OK, 是复数的。Okay, that's enough about grammar teaching. Okay, let's continue reading.
All right, so now we're going to learn about some of the very cool sports that you can do in Taiwan. The article continues, SUP, stand-up paddleboarding.
Okay, SUP 是什么呢? Stand-up paddleboarding. Oh, 原来就是站立式的划桨。Okay, so tell me more about SUP, Darius.
Yeah, so SUP, each letter stands for one of the words and paddleboarding. So S, stand, U, up, and P for paddleboarding. And the article says, in this sport, you stand on a board and use a paddle to move. So we have the word board. That's a noun, B-O-A-R-D, board.That's not to be confused with bored, the feeling like, oh, I don't like this, I'm not having fun, but it's a noun. So we define a board as a long, thin, flat piece of wood or plastic, and we can use that for making walls or putting on the floor. And in the case of our article, we use them for the water. Our example sentence read, you need to stand on a board to surf. You need to stand on a board to surf.
I'm not really into surfing, guys. Okay.
Nor am I.
我来看到 board 是什么呢？它是一个名词，就是板子的意思啦。如果在前面我加上一个它的一个用途，比方像是 cutting board, 就是砧板。For example, cut the vegetables on a cutting board, 就是在砧板上切菜。那刚刚的例句提到就是呢，你需要站在一张板子来冲浪 surf。那刚刚还提到的 paddle 在这里是当作名词，就是桨的意思。所以课文提到是说，在这项运动当中，你会站在一块板子上，并使用桨来移动哦。
So I don't know about you, Laura, but I don't think that this would be the easiest sport for me to learn. I don't have very good balance, and I feel like as soon as I stand up on it, I would fall immediately.
I know, same. That's me too.
But the article says it's simple to learn and is good exercise.
Wow.
So we have our next power word, which is a verb, learn. L-E-A-R-N, learn. When we define learn, that means that we're able to remember new things by either trying them or having someone teach them.We can learn many things, such as languages, how to cook, or even just how to talk to people. Our sample sentence reads, Scarlett learned a lot of Spanish words on vacation in Mexico this summer. Scarlett learned a lot of Spanish words on vacation in Mexico this summer.
Okay, 我们来看一下刚刚 Darius 说的没有错，我们其实说是那种平衡感不好的，但是课文就提到说这个 SUP 哦，就是站立式的划桨，这是一项很容易学的好运动哦。或许我们可以试试看啦。那其中我们提到了 learn 这个字，就是学习，它是当作动词来用。比方像是如果有人常常问我说 Can you drive? 你会开车吗？我就会很委婉说 I'm learning, 我正在学，因为其实我不会开车。I don't know how to drive.
I don't know either.
Good, okay. 还有呢，我们也可以说，我觉得这句话蛮有意义哦。We all have the ability to learn from our mistakes. 就是我们其实都有能力怎么样，从错误当中学习哦。Okay, 那回到刚刚的例句提到就是 Scarlett 今年夏天在 Mexico, 就是墨西哥度假时，哇，学了许多西班牙的字词哦。And we also saw the word exercise, didn't we?
Yeah. So it says that it's good exercise. And exercise here is used as a noun. E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E. Exercise. So an exercise can be any type of activity or something we do with our bodies so we can be healthy. Like jumping up and down, running, or even just going to the gym.
Yeah.
So our example sentence says, Gerald's health got worse after he stopped getting exercise every day. Gerald's health got worse after he stopped getting exercise every day.
Okay, I will go exercise every day. Okay, 好啦 exercise 是什么呢？其实就是刚刚一直提到的运动，但是还记不记得它是比较规律性的，就是我们为了身体健康去做的那种运动。Okay, 它是一个名词。比方像是我一直常提醒自己 I need to get more exercise, okay? 就是说我应该要多多运动。当然我们也可以把它当作动词来用 exercise 这个字，那我就可以把刚刚的句子改成 I need to exercise more frequently. 好，回到刚刚的例句，提到是 Gerald， 他从他停止每天运动之后，哇，健康就开始走下坡诶，所以 exercise 真的很重要。We should all exercise more.
We should. Do you exercise often?
I try to, maybe three times a week.
Wow, yeah. that's pretty good.
Mm.
I was exercising about twice a week, but then...
You got lazy.
Yeah. But, you know, walking to the train and walking home,
that's
exercise.
I do like walking as well.
U-bikes, so that's still exercise. Mm. So our article continues, it's very popular all over Taiwan.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, 所以大家知道吗？这个其实 SUP 在台湾各处也都非常的热门哦。
Yeah, I didn't know it was very popular either. Have you seen anyone paddleboarding before?
No.
I haven't either. Maybe it's just the beaches we haven't been to.
Okay, maybe we're just too lazy to get out.
So the article tells us, some of the best places to do SUP are Kenting and Sun Moon Lake.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Okay, 所以适合做站立式划桨的地方有哪里呢？如果你很想要去的试试看的话，就是垦丁啦，还有日月潭哦。
So I have been to Kenting, but I haven't been to Sun Moon Lake before, have you?
I have. It's quite beautiful there.
Are there a lot of people on boards, or are they relaxing?
Well, maybe I wasn't paying attention to that, so I have no idea, okay? But that's enough about SUPs. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah, so the article tells us of another sport. It's called kayaking.
Oh, kayaking 是什么呢？就是独木舟。Okay, this sounds kind of dangerous to me.
A little bit, because it can be. The article tells us you sit in a small boat with your legs in front of you.
Okay, that doesn't sound too bad so far. 就是你会坐在一个小船里，并把腿伸在前方。
Yeah, that I don't really trust. I want my legs to be, I can get out. I don't want them just stretched in front. So we have our power word in that sentence, boat. B-O-A-T.It is a noun, boat. Boat is something that people use to get across water. It can be made of wood, it can be made of metal or plastic, and they can be large or small. You can think of a boat as basically a car for water. Our example sentence says, we took a boat to an island in the middle of the lake. We took a boat to an island in the middle of the lake.
大家如果要记得 row 这个字，这个 boat 这个字，可能可以想到一个小时候的儿歌 ，row row row your boat gently down the stream. Okay, I can't sing. 好啦
That's good.
没关系啊，我们都知道 boat 是什么了吧？就是小船。所以刚刚我说 row the boat 就是划船这样子的一个动作。Okay, 那如果我说 a fishing boat， 聪明的你一定知道它是什么船，就是渔船啦。Okay, 那看到了刚刚的例句。提到就是我们搭了一艘小船前往一座在湖中央的岛诶 Wow, okay. Now, I'm not really sure about this kayaking. Okay, so tell me more about it.
Yeah, so the article says, like an SUP, you move your kayak by paddling through the water.
Mm-hmm, OK, 所以如同站立式的滑桨一般，你会用这个滑桨的移动方式来穿越过水面。这里诶，我们又好像提到了 paddle, 刚刚说 by paddling through the water。嗯，那前面我们提到的 paddle 是名词，这里是当作动词来用，就是用桨划船。
So maybe with this sport, you don't have to worry about falling down, but I think your arms would get a lot of exercise. So our article says, some kayaks are clear, so you can see the water and fish through them.
Wow. Oh, okay, that sounds interesting. 所以有些独木舟是透明的哦，所以你可以怎么样，能够穿过它看见水和鱼，我觉得这个好像蛮好玩的。
So it's kind of like the Maokong gondolas.
Oh, right.
So have you been on the clear gondola?
I have, but I'm kind of scared of the heights as well.
Yeah, I am as well, so I just choose not to get that
and one. And I've heard that actually it did stop a few times, like, I don't know, due to some technical errors. Some people were kind of stuck up there.
Yeah, no, so, I don't. It's nice, like, oh, the sunset, Taipei 101. But it's like, I don't need that all the time. Or to see the bottom where there's lots of trees and a long way to fall.
Yeah.
So our article continues.Kayaking is popular in Kenting.
Oh, okay. 所以呢，如果想要试试看 kayaking, 这是独木舟，它在垦丁是很受欢迎的哦。Well, that comes to the end of day one's article. 但首先我们先来看一下我们今天的 magic box. Magic box, 找亮点。
I just finished exercising. I went for a run. 先让我喘口气一下。哦，我刚刚运动回来。运动我们可以用 exercise 这个字，它有动词和名词的用法。我们可以再造一句 ：It's important to exercise regularly. 定期运动是很重要的。当名词呢，可以搭配 do or get exercise， 是不可数名词哦。所以我们会说 ，most people working in an office don't get much exercise。如果你是坐办公室的，很有可能你都没什么运动。但说到运动，你可能还会想到另外一个字 sport。我们会说 do or play a sport， 也是运动，也是当名词没错哦。不过 sport 是专门指竞赛型的运动，所以我们可以说 My dad loves to watch sports on TV， 喜欢在电视上看运动比赛。可是我们不会说 watch exercise 哦，因为 exercise 主要是你平时做的运动，让你可以维持身材啊，或是身体健康的运动。我们再看一个例子。Mark is a big sports fan. He enjoys going to all kinds of sports games. 各式比赛他都喜欢去，所以他是一个运动迷。这样你分得清楚 sport 和 exercise 的差别了吗？ Let's find out. 运动在这个国家是非常重要的。我们会说 blank are very important in this country. 这里是指哪一种运动呢？ The answer is...Sports are very important in this country. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so now it's time for our review game. What we're going to do today is I'm going to be saying a group of letters, but the letters won't really make any sense. So it's going to be up to you, Laura, and you at home to listen to these letters and see which power word am I spelling out.
Okay, I have to unscramble, right?
Yeah, so...At first, it won't really sound correct, but just think, okay, what words did we learn have those letters?
Okay.
Okay, so let's start off with an easy one. O-B-A-T.
O-B-A... 当然不是 O-B-A-T, okay?
yeah,
所以这个字是四个字母的嘛。那最简单，我们 word power word 不是有个字就是 row, row, row your boat? Is that the word,
you boat? You got it. Yep, boat. Yes, O-B-A-T
船.
Is not a word.
no,
All right, let's move on to our next one. E-A-L-N-R.
Oh, this is so hard. E-A-L-N-R?
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be learning this word, right? Learn?
Yep, you got it.
Yay!
Now, this one may be easy just because of how it sounds and the letter that's inside.
Okay.
So, we'll see. E-E-L-N-R.E-X-R-C-I-S.
我跟你讲，这感觉很难，但是我听到一个关键字母 X. So I'm just going to go for exercise.
And you are
absolutely
right.
You don't have a lot of X's in a lot of words.
Exactly. And you hear it. So exercise, X.
Uh-huh.
So that one was kind of easy, uh-huh. but it's a long word as well.
Right.
And our last one,
mm-hmm.
R-A-B-O-D.
Okay, it's...You know, I was going to say beard, but that's not our word power word, so I'm going to go for board.
Exactly. We have board. Good
Yay!
Job.
Yay! Well, I know how to spell really well. What about you guys? How did you go? You guys can actually make up other words in mm-hmm. our articles, too, to, you know, play this game. It's quite fun. Okay, well, we're so out of time, but...Tomorrow, we'll be talking about more water sports, won't we, Darius?
Yep. So stay tuned so you can hear Yay. More about the wonderful things you can do in summer.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool down this summer with water sports.
Taiwan has lots of fun water sports to try. Here are some of the best ones. SUP, stand up paddle boarding.In this sport, you stand on a board and use a paddle to move. It's simple to learn and is good exercise. It's very popular all over Taiwan. Some of the best places to do SUP are Kendeng and Sun Moon Lake. Kayaking. You sit in a small boat with your legs in front of you. Like an SUP, you move your kayak by paddling through the water. Some kayaks are clear, so you can see the water and fish through them.Kayaking is popular in Kendeng.
Word power!
Board. Board. You need to stand on a board to surf. You need to stand on a board to surf.Learn, learn. Scarlett learned a lot of Spanish words on vacation in Mexico this summer. Scarlett learned a lot of Spanish words on vacation in Mexico this summer. Exercise, exercise.Gerald's health got worseAfter he stopped getting exercise every day. Gerald's health got worse after he stopped getting exercise every day. Boat. Boat. We took a boat to an island in the middle of the lake. We took a boat to an island in the middle of the lake.
Paddle.
以上节目是由 A Plus English 空中美语制作。A Plus English 空中美语杂志，请洽询全国各大书店。欲索取视听教材，请来电02-2364-4000 02-2364-4000，或上网查询，网址是www.englishforyou.net www.englishforyou.net。 谢谢您的收听。